Monday Motivation for January 1st, 2024. The only way out is through. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. The start of a new year typically means a fresh start with plans and promises to push forward to new and better practices and motivations. But seeking to make changes requires remembering why you needed to change in the first place. As believers, we deal with this type of mindset all the time. Dealing with sin appropriately in our lives means recognizing it and taking responsibility for its consequences. As we move forward, we can trust that the Spirit will convict and instruct us on where our path should go. Even as we deal with consequences, we can be assured of God's grace as we struggle with sin. We can see all of this, even from the beginning of human sinfulness. Genesis chapter 4 is the account of Adam and Eve's first two sons, Cain and Abel. Abel worships God more faithfully than Cain and receives blessing for it. Cain grows jealous and kills his brother. God then confronts Cain about his actions, and his judgment is severe because Cain is unrepentant. But God first confronts Cain about his jealousy of Abel. In it, we see that Cain knows he has not done right because God asks him, "If you do what is right, won't you be accepted?" Cain's true desire is to define what is good enough in his relationship with God. His brother merely represents the true standard. This reminder is too much for Cain to bear and causes him to lash out lethally. This leads to a second divine confrontation. God can no longer just give warnings because Abel's blood cries out for justice. This means true consequences for Cain. He loses his ability as a farmer and is forced to wander without consolation. Cain complains that he will certainly be killed. This would have been a typical punishment for murder. Both Noah and Moses were given instructions to kill those who murdered others. God spares his life by marking him with a promise that whoever kills him would suffer even greater than he. Cain rejected God's instruction in favor of his own. He continued this to dire consequences. This is no different than how sin works in us. We are all guilty of substituting our own will for God's, even knowingly doing so. We know if this continues long enough, we will eventually face consequences for ourselves and potentially others. We may not end someone's life or be banished to wander in the wilderness, but we, or someone we know, has faced stiff consequences for their actions. The only hope is to accept the conviction of the Spirit and return to what we know is right and will be accepted. Even unrepentant, Cain was spared. He was given the chance to return to God in the days he had left. No matter where you may be or what you have done, you have that same opportunity. Acknowledge what has happened, accept the consequences, and answer the call of the Spirit to return. It's the only way to truly move forward. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.